The latest estimates show that Vermont's population is declining after a pandemic-era spike. That begs the question, if we're losing people, why is it still so hard to find housing? Vermont Public's housing reporter Carly Berlin finds one answer in spare bedrooms.
For two decades, Dave Felkin had a full house. He and his wife bought their three-bedroom home on a quiet Burlington street in the early 2000s. They raised their two kids here. But fast forward 20 years, and Felkin, a 57-year-old retired software engineer, wound up living here alone.
So this is a beautiful screened-in porch, which I now never use.
Around the time Felkin's younger kid left for college, he and his wife divorced.
So I was left in the house by myself, and that really begat the question of, do I stay in the house or do I try to find somewhere else?
A whole host of things made him choose to stay put. Love for his garden was one, his low interest rate was another. But now Felkin has way more space than he needs.
It's a lot of house for one person.
Felkin may live alone, but in Vermont, he's in good company. Roughly 70% of Vermont households consist of just one or two people.
Vermont is actually really overhoused.
That's Maura Collins, executive director of the Vermont Housing Finance Agency. She says households have been getting smaller for decades. Think fewer nuclear families, more couples without kids, and more people living alone. That's true nationally, but the dynamic is especially acute in Vermont right now.
That's where we see that small household sizes and a shrinking household size is actually driving the demand for more housing in the state.
This phenomenon is accelerating as Vermont's population gets older, Collins says.
I hear this all the time, where middle-aged, later-life folks will say, yeah, I'm still in the three-bedroom, four-bedroom family home because my kids only moved out however many years ago, and what if they come back? Or what I hear most often is, I'm locked into a 3% mortgage, and I can't afford to move somewhere else and start over.
As those older Vermonters are staying put, younger ones are waiting longer to marry and having fewer children. Which all means, even without more people moving into Vermont, the same population is taking up more houses. And we haven't been building enough new ones to keep up. Collins again.
If you could just imagine that we had the same number of people in 2015 as we had in 2025, I can tell you that this state needed 22,000 more homes over that 10-year period just to accommodate the shrinking household size.
Most houses in Vermont were built for larger families. Jack Tiano, policy director at the advocacy group Let's Build Homes, says if you're in one of those bigger homes looking to downsize, odds are your options are slim.
Household sizes were much bigger the last time we were building a lot more. And so what we have on the ground doesn't necessarily meet what we need today.
In fact, Vermont has about 55,000 more one- and two-person households than it does homes with one or two bedrooms. So while older Vermonters stay in these larger homes, younger renters looking to buy their first house or growing families struggle to trade up.
I have chocolate chips.
Yeah. That is a really good treat.
Carolyn Zuaro and Andrew Graham live in Randolph with their toddler, Willa. Back in 2023, the art teacher and farming nonprofit employee got outbid as they were trying to buy a home. So they started to take more aggressive tactics, like waiving inspections. That landed them in this small sage green house.
Now that we have it and we realize all the things that need repair, we're wondering if it was really the most financially responsible decision. However, we were living with my parents, and so it kind of felt like we just needed a house, no matter what the cost was.
Today, Zuaro and Graham want to have another child, but space here is snug. They used to dream of building an addition, but those surprise repairs have strained their budget.
It's perfect for our family right now, but definitely is going to be a tight fit if we have more kids.
The couple knows there are a lot of reasons people may be living in bigger houses by themselves. Still, sometimes Graham can't help but think about their spare rooms and feel a pang of envy. Carly Berlin, Vermont Public.
Carly Berlin covers housing and infrastructure for Vermont Public in partnership with VT Digger.